Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Joining us is here as we take you through another season featuring the latest future NFL stars making their path to that gridiron that we call the National Football League. Today, we're going to be going to the Sun Belt Conference. First team wide receiver Al Rouse is going to be joining us. And I tell you what, when you look at this kid, what he brings to the table, pretty fantastic athlete. But that said, Al, we appreciate you taking some time. Knowing that what you did to the collegiate level, I like to maybe call you the Jabril Peppers of the Sun Belt Conference. I mean, what do you think of that statement considering the versatility you bring?
Oh, man, I'll take it, big dog. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me.
No problem at all. I mean, prior to us trying to get acclimated to getting the show going, I mean, and scheduled, I mean, last week you were preparing for your final football game, Southern Miss. Didn't come out the way I'm sure you wanted it, but can you believe you're one, week removed from, Raging Cajun football, and now your focus will be, probably entirely on the National Football League?
Yeah, definitely, man. It's all happening so fast, man. It haven't really sunk in yet, but I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely ready, man. I'm getting ready to go into training, so it's just nonstop from here. I'm just ready to go.
Definitely. And last week, the game was on, so I'm watching it, watching what you bring to the table, and what you're doing. And I'm thinking to myself, like the last pass you caught, did you think this might be my last pass, or did you think anything like that, or you're just so much hyped up in the game that it wasn't your last game while you were in it until you actually walked off the field? You kind of hit you that, hey, this was the last game.
Yeah, I definitely say when I walked off the field, because after my last catch, man, my adrenaline was still rolling. I wanted the ball every play that drive. In my head, I was telling myself, we still gonna win this game. This game is mine. So it didn't really sink in until we walked out the field those final seconds, and man, it was just over.
Man, I'm sure that's kind of be a crazy feeling for you. I mean, we kind of joked around about it, but I'm serious. I mean, if people out there listening, they're not familiar with you. I mean, I assume you're. I mean, did you arrive at Louisiana Lafayette as an athlete? I mean, your quarterback, running back type style. Leaving high school.
Yes, I think that's what made me commit to Louisiana, because a lot of other schools was recruiting me as a slot receiver, and some schools recruit me as a DB. But Louisiana last year was the first school just to recruit me as an athlete, and they just wasn't sure what they wanted me to play just yet. And they actually wanted me to play both sides because I'd never played defense before. But once I came in playing defense, and I just adapted pretty well, and I had a bunch of great guys around me. It's just something I went with, and I actually succeeded at it. I just had more love on the offensive side. So after 2 years of playing it, I was just ready to get back on the offensive side of the ball. But it was just coming in. I was just a football player, man. I'd do anything. You just put me anywhere, and if I'm around the football, I'm going to make plays.
I'm going to validate that, yeah. I think that's the truth. I mean, you are a football player. Anywhere they put you on the field, you are going to make plays. And like I said, I mean, if people watch you on tape, see what you do, I think they're going to walk away agreeing with what we think. I mean, growing up at a young age, I mean, were you always that kid better than everybody else? I mean, Pop Warner, were you scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
Definitely. I'm not sure if you know or not, but me and my brother OP, Ota Peters, we've been actually playing football together since we were 6. And we was on the same football team growing up. And it was a big talented team, and it was one of those things that Little League was a big deal. Everybody in the hood, everybody in the town coming out on Saturdays and watching the games and betting on our games. And I was definitely a good player since I was young. Like you said, 4 or 5 touchdowns a game, taking us out of halftime teams called Mercy. So, we've been doing this for a long time, man.
Crazy. Now, you and Ortha, I mean, did you guys communicate when you both were deciding to go to Louisiana Lafayette, or did it just kind of happen out of circumstance?
Thing was, Ortha committed to Arkansas. He ended up going to Arkansas his first 2 years, and he wanted to go
okay.
to UL. His sister went to UL. We both went our separate ways, but it was just something with us finding each other back with each other and playing again. He was missing home, and he was looking to transfer, and he couldn't go wrong with coming by me, so he came back 2 years later.
Nice. And if for folks out there listening, he's another first-team Sun Belt. Two valuable pieces moving off to hopefully bigger and better things as they play their final year at with the Raging Cajuns. Once again, you're listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show. Our featured guest today is none other than Al Riles, the standout receiver from Louisiana Lafayette, kind enough to join us here. And if you missed any of this show in its entirety, you folks know you can always listen to it again at iTunes. You can download it at iTunes. You also can do the same features at Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll be posting his bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this young man in the coming months as he makes his path towards what we call the NFL draft. For you, I always ask this question. I mean, if you're in the film room, Al, you're watching some tape with some NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
I'll say my feel for the game. I think it's good that I play both sides of the ball. I think playing on the side of defense helped my IQ game a lot when I moved to offense, because I was an offensive player my whole life, and I did know what I know playing quarterback, but actually being able to play defense and getting the feel for it and knowing those looks and knowing what they're disguising and what they're rolling to and just picking out the blitzes, just actually being able to do that, it helps my game out so much more when I'm on the offensive side of the ball. I can just see things easier. I make the job a lot easier for my quarterback when we watch film. So I just definitely set my IQ for the game on both sides, just knowing what I'm doing. And I think that would go vice versa if I play defense in the league. I just, I can feel what's going on and what's coming just because I play both sides on a collegiate level.
Does anything go unnoticed, Al? I mean, you've been able to show yourself in so many, avenues of the game, but is there anything that scouts haven't seen from you yet that might shock them that you can do? You just haven't been able to kind of showcase it?
One thing I'm counting on to shock scouts with, anybody with, is definitely my speed. I know people think I'm a pretty fast player, but I know another thing, a lot of people see that I also play linebacker and I'm a big boy, so they look at me as fast and I may have game speed, but I think I'm looking to stock a lot of people in off season with my speed and the real speed that I actually have. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm curious. Since we have you on the show, I always want to get the numbers from you guys. I see you as tall as 5'9". I see you as tall as 5'11". I see you around 205. I've seen you as high as 218. What's your height weight?
Right now I'm 5'11", 210. 5'11", 210.
Nice.
Hopefully, I'll probably show up in 4 day, 205, maybe, a little slimmer, so I can run a lot faster. But I'm planning on bouncing between 210 and 205.
Excellent. And in terms of school, I mean, do you have to still graduate? Have you already graduated? Are you going off the train? How do you kind of – go ahead.
I actually graduated early. I graduated this past spring, so I got everything out the way so I can actually just focus on my senior season in the fall just on football. So, I just picked up a couple classes in the fall just to be eligible. But I'm done with school, wrapped up, got my degree, and it's just football from here on out, man.
Nice. Excellent. Congratulations on the degree. Are you going to train anywhere in particular? Are you still looking at that? Are you going to stay in school?
Yes. I'll probably be going to the MJP, to the Michael Johnson Performance Facility in Dallas. I'll probably be training there for the next 2 months, I've been looking into them. I've been talking to them for a while, and I feel pretty good going into their program and actually seeing what results I can get out of my performance.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. Very familiar with all those guys. Usually see those guys when they roll through Indy or at their combine group. So, you're definitely going to be in good hands. I can't wait to talk to you further down the road and talk about that transformation. I always joke around with the guys after you're there for almost a month and a half, how much more you're looking at yourself in the mirror, because you probably feel pretty good about yourself, but then they take you to a whole nother level where you're just maxed out capacity of, beast mode, if you will.
Right.
So you're here, man. I mean, is it kind of, do you have to pinch yourself a little bit? I mean, to think that you're this close, but yet you're so far?
Yes, man. Like I said, it's still unreal. Like, it's still haven't sunk in yet that I'm actually taking the next step. Like, I can remember just sitting in the house, me and my brother OP, and during the season, and we just can't wait to get out of here. We can't wait to move around, can't wait to out, can't wait to grind, can't wait to go to that next level. And then now that is finally here, it's like everything slowed down, and like everything just numb to you. It's so unreal, but you excited at the same time. I'm more than excited. I'm just ready to move and just do my thing, man, and just expand.
And what is your thing? I mean, you can do so many things on the field. I mean, Are you content a wide receiver, or would you just love to be able to just go both sides of the ball all the time?
Man, if I can play both sides on the national football level, man, that would be beautiful. I love playing offense, and I think I can pretty much play any skill position on offense. One position I haven't really got to showcase much was running back. I think I could play running back pretty well. I played that a lot growing up because of my size. And I did a lot of wildcat and running back at UL. We just didn't use much of it when it came to the game. But I just think that I'm a great player when it comes to the ball being in my hands, man. I just, like I said, I love being around the ball, and just when it's in my hands, I just tend to make plays. It's just all I know. Football is what I know. It's just my thing. It's my swag. It's just what I do.
You do it well. Once again, Al Riles, first team Sun Belt receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. He was first on the team in receptions. He was first on the teams in total or receiving yards. This is a curious stat I was looking at. He had 729 receiving yards. The next two receivers combined behind him had 788. So he's about 40 yards behind the next two guys. It just shows you the focal point of the passing game and how much they relied on this young man as he makes his path towards his next level. Do you get comparisons or to anybody, or is there anybody out there that you like to say, hey, you know, I kind of mimic this guy, or you like to, you know, kind of take bits and pieces and put in your own repertoire?
I take bits and pieces. I haven't really critiqued my game just yet because, to be real with you, like I said, I'm a football player. I just love football. So, like, I find myself watching every position. I can watch the defensive position from DBs to receivers to quarterbacks to running backs. So, like, I don't have that player who I quite compare myself to, but like I said, I'm just a football player, man. It's really whatever with me.
You are a football player. Like I said, all the abilities you can bring to the table, I think scouts are going to love just kind of thinking about what they could do with you. I mean, I think that's just going to serve you so much bonus opportunity as you get closer to this thing because, you know, I mean, you know, it's 53 men on that roster, and if they put you on it, they got a lot of versatility, you know, if they're in a pinch. You know, you think a guy like Bill Belichick, what would a guy like Bill Belichick would have you doing so many things? You'd be like the Troy Brown of the team. You'd be playing receiver. You'd be playing DB. You'd probably, you know, doing some Kevin Falk stuff, catching balls out of the backfield. So, like I said, the possibilities are endless with this young man. Before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Sure.
All right. Now, Ortha is coming on the show. We're scheduling him. Now, in between now and that show, though, give us something to tease him about, because when he comes on, I'm going to say, who said this? And then he should be able to say, oh, Al said that. So what can we scorch him about where he knows it's directly coming from you?
I say, but back at home, me and the guys, we like to joke with him about, we don't say it too much out here, but we'll call him Big Ox, like O-X, because a lot of people call him Big O,
okay.
Big Otis, and sometimes we'll call him Big
okay.
Ox, but he don't like when we call him that, so he'll definitely know it means nothing with him when we say Big Ox.
Now, the bad thing about you coming on first, though, Al, is once we ask O that question, then we're going to give him ask from some dirt on you. So that's the only benefit of him going second is he's going to be able to kind of scorch you back. And then, like I said, until we get you back on, you won't be able to kind of get back at it. Now, this question we're going to present to you usually is the question I think you guys like answering the most above all. We're going to talk about female celebrities. And if Al Riles could take any female celebrity out in the planet, who are you taking to dinner?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. If I had to take any female out, I have to go with. I have to go with Riri. I gotta go with Rihanna, man. I love me some Rihanna.
Yeah, I like Rihanna. She won the title 2 years ago. Beyonce took the title back. And it's kind of been a power struggle because Beyonce's kind of like the – I mean, you know, Beyonce's Beyonce, but Rihanna's had a couple titles. Alicia Keys
she's
been there, you know.
She's that dream girl. She's that dream woman. She's a phenomenal woman. But you also want to have someone. You want to have someone you can have some fun with too. So you got to definitely go with Riri.
Excellent. And we're talking nicknames. Now you gave us Big Ox, but in that Louisiana Lafayette locker room, who had the most off the wall nickname and how'd they get it?
Who had the most off the wall nicknames? I say one of the guys on our team. And Darius Jones, one of a linebacker from out of, well, actually a D lineman from out of Arkansas, a guy we like. He's a funny guy. Always a guy we always joke around with. We always call him all type of names, but it was always friendly names, friendly call, messing around. He was just a funny dude. But no singers that really have too many crazy names.
Excellent. And then the final question, this is not so much off the wall, but we're starting a new thing this year in 2017, working with Illustrative Creation. Kevin, Eric Dorsey, he paints cleats. And if you could have any cleat painted, what would you want on your cleats?
I definitely have something to do with my grandpa in there. I'm a big grandpa and grandma kind of guy. My grandparents raised me when I was growing up. And I lost my grandfather going to my senior year of football, and he was a big football supporter. So I definitely have something to remember him by, either him or my beautiful daughter, Mari Lee, who's one, who I have right now. Something with her, either her face, her name, something like that, something I could pay tribute to or something to remember or motivate me at all times.
Nice. Excellent. You know, it's I guess, ironic more than anything. You know, all the guys that have been coming on the show this year, we kind of, you know, end the show with that question. And, you know, it seems like almost 9 times out of 10, all the guys on the other end either saying they want, you know, it's all you've been the first to mention a grandfather. You also mentioned your grandmother as well. But, I mean, most of the guys say the grandma. So it's kind of neat just to see where your guys' perspective comes from and kind of paying, you know, homage to the people kind of bring the generations along. But that's good stuff. And you got
correct.
A little one-year-old. She knows Santa's coming?
Oh, yes. She definitely knows. She is a spoiled brat. She knows it.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, man. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. I can't wait to see where you land. Safe travels to Dallas. I'm sure you're going to, you know, just be fantastic at Pro Day. But with that said, Al, we appreciate your time today.
Man, I really appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Al Riles, first team Sun Belt. Again, he is the Jabril Peppers that you don't know about. This kid is Mr. Versatility. And he's mentioned it how many times on the show. He is a football player. And if you watch this kid, he is a football player. And I mean, just the, like I said, you could just kind of get lost in how many opportunities this young man is going to have at the next level in terms of being able to line up and make plays. And I think that's the key. He makes plays. He's not just the guy who fills in. He's a guy you put in, and he excels. So I'm sure the coaching staff probably have a lot of sleepless nights thinking, hey, you know, once we yank this kid from the defensive side of the ball, we know he's going to help us, but we're going to lose something on the other end. Vice versa, if he would have stayed at the DB position, you know, they want to have that major production at wide receiver. So you're going to see more of this young man. Fantastic guy, fantastic kid. I'm glad we got to have him on. As always, if you want more of Al Riles, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, College of Pro Bio coming shortly. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.